The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, all right, Miss Kelly. Yeah, send her in. Oh, Miss Kelly, look, have you sent that letter off to the Sherwood Company?
Hi, dear. Miss Kelly said to come right on in.
Well, you better send a special delivery. Okay. Well, I'm saying, what are you doing downtown?
Oh, Betsy needed some new sneakers. Honestly, I intended to just dash down and belt, and the car sounded funny, so I took it over the garage, and I waited and waited and waited.
Well,
so
what's wrong with it now?
I don't know. I finally just left it there. Motor sounded so funny, so I went clinkety-clank-clunk, clinkety-clank-clunk, all
the
way downtown.
That second-hand car of yours was certainly a great investment.
Yeah, well, listen, what I wanted
just
to know...
Hello. Yeah. Oh, all right, put her on. My aunt is calling.
Oh, I told Aunt Effie I'd be right back home. I hope nothing's wrong.
Hello, Aunt Effie. Yes. Well, yeah, she's right here. What?
Something happened. Is the baby all right?
Oh, well, she intended to be back home, but she had car trouble and...
Let me talk to her.
Who?
Let me talk to her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll tell her. Yeah, hold on just a minute. Mrs. Houston dropped in to see you, something about the woman's club, and Effie thought you'd be right back home, so it seems Mrs. Houston has been there waiting and waiting and waiting.
Mrs. Houston of all people? Are you ready to leave?
Well, no, I wasn't, but I will. I can take these things home to work on, I guess.
They will be right home. Yeah. Right home.
Hello, Aunt Effie. We'll be right home.
Wouldn't you know, Mrs. Houston?
Oh, boy, I bet Aunt Effie has talked her ear off.
Honestly, what do you suppose she said? Come on, hurry up.
I don't know. Everything Aunt Effie babbles on.
Mrs. Houston, it was so grand. I can just hear her being so polite as Aunt Effie goes on and on and on.
I know. I love Aunt Effie, but she can be so darn embarrassed.
Come on, hurry up. Get your papers together, dear. Let's get home.
This is National Girls Clubs Week. CBS Radio and its affiliated stations salute this fine organization and its excellent community program. Girls' clubs teach girls of varying ethnic and social environments to play and work together. Arts, crafts, music, drama, sports, summer camping, and year-round recreational programs develop strong bodies and strong minds, better citizens, and better mothers for tomorrow's America. The girls' clubs deserve nationwide recognition for replacing juvenile delinquency with juvenile achievement. From 6 to 16 in many cities and states in America and Canada, girls' clubs are quietly accomplishing miracles, giving inspiration and inclination to young people to take the high road to adult life. If there is no girls' club in your community, there's apt to be a great need for one. For information on this organization, its excellent work, and how to start one in your community, write Girls' Clubs of America, 265 State Street, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Picture of me taken in front of Paul Revere's house in Boston.
Oh, yes. How very interesting.
Oh, we had just a lovely trip to Boston. It was just about a year ago that we went. Yes, I think it was in May. Or was it in May? Or was it in April? Or was it earlier than that? Well, anyhow, it was just the loveliest trip and so interesting.
Yes, Boston is a very interesting city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm afraid I must be leaving.
Oh, now you've waited this long, Miss Houston. You might as well stay a few more minutes. Have some more tea.
Well,
I know they'll be here any minute. She was in his office when I called down there, and I'm sure they started right home.
Well, I'm afraid I've been keeping you from something.
Oh, no, not at all. I just enjoyed so much visiting with you. Now, here's a picture of all of us standing on the Concord Bridge. That's where the statue of the Minuteman is, you know, right near the Concord Bridge. Here we are. Now, that's Betsy, and that's me.
Terrible of me. No, it's very interesting.
And that woman was just somebody we met on the tour, a Mrs. Lewis from Colorado.
Well,
yes, from Colorado, just a lovely woman. She had such a nice chat. Oh, there they are.
Aunt Effie?
Yes, dear, we're in the living room. Mrs. Houston is still here.
Oh, Mrs. Houston, I just can't tell you how sorry
sorry I am.
Oh, it was all right. Your aunt and I have had such a nice visit.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Houston.
Hello. Nice to see you.
I had car trouble and went over to his office to get a ride home when you phoned Aunt Effie.
I began to get worried. Uh-huh. Mrs. Houston came at 4 o'clock, and I finally thought, well, I'll just call your office.
Yeah, well, you know, she just walked in.
4 o'clock? You've been waiting to see Mrs. Houston since 4?
Well, you said you'd be right back home, so we kept thinking any minute.
Yes. Oh, I'm just terribly sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. I did have to see you and explain about the new committee arrangement for the women's club.
Well, it's terrible waiting all that time. She's at the 5:30 now.
Well, your aunt has been a charming hostess. She just had a lovely visit.
Oh, yes, we have. Just lovely. I got out your scrapbook and showed her the pictures you took that year you went to Yellowstone.
Oh, and I'm sure Mrs. Houston wasn't interested.
Oh, they were lovely pictures.
Oh, and I showed her all the pictures and the things we got on the trip to Boston we took last year.
Oh, poor Mrs. Houston.
Oh, she loved looking at them, didn't you?
I certainly did.
And I took her around and gave her a guided tour of the house. We even went up to the attic and down to the basement.
The beds weren't made in our room.
Oh, now that's all right, my dear. I loved every room. Your new home is just delightful.
Now, stop worrying about the beds. I explained to Miss Houston that we were starting the spring clean. That's why some of the curtains were down.
And I've been washing some of the mattress covers.
Yes, of course, I understand.
Oh, by the way, did you buy some new ones when you were downtown?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Well, Mrs. Houston,
that's one reason she went downtown. They had mattress covers on sale today at the department store. Yes. Today and tomorrow. You can save 59 cents. Do you need any?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, if you need any mattress covers, now is the time to get them. 59 cents off. If you get two, that saves nearly 80 cents, which is certainly the right best part of a dollar. We're certainly trying to save money around here. Oh, my goodness, with all the visiting we've done, Miss Houston, I didn't tell you we're all planning to go to Europe this summer.
Oh, I told Mrs. Houston some time ago, Aunt Effie, don't you remember?
Yes, and I think it's so nice for you.
Yes.
Well, it isn't definite yet. That's why we haven't said too much about it to everybody. Because you see...
Aunt Effie, it's very definite that I'm going to be sent to Europe on business, and I can't imagine you two girls letting me go alone.
No, I should say not. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Well, now Mrs. Houston wanted to talk to me about the committee groups for the...
You wouldn't miss it for the world. You're going to miss it if you don't scare up the money.
What?
Now, really, don't you think, Miss Houston, that when a company sends a man on a trip like that, it certainly should include his wife in the traveling expense?
Mrs. Houston,
don't you think the company should do that, Miss Houston?
Well, I really know so little about
him. Well, I think it's terrible.
We're not worrying about it.
Not worrying? You haven't talked about anything else.
Somehow we'll find the money.
Of course.
Yes, I suppose. Somehow. Of course, it's really selfish of me to worry, Miss Houston, because if she doesn't go, I wouldn't go. And my goodness, I certainly want to see Europe. My sister Martha is just having a perfect fit because I'm losing a lot of my savings. But I said I'll be a long time dead, and I'm certainly going to kick up my heels before I turn up my toes.
Aunt Effie, I'm sure Mrs. Houston is anxious to tell me about the women's club committees and you.
Well, I'll go out and start dinner.
Yes, and I'll leave you two alone, too. I got some work to do.
Mrs. Houston, I never showed you that chair.
What chair, Aunt Effie?
Mrs. Houston loves antiques, and I forgot to point out that little rocking chair in your bedroom that belonged to my grandmother.
Oh, that's right.
Well, look, Aunt Effie.
Mrs. Houston loves antiques, don't you?
Yes, I do.
She just loves that settle in the front hall that I gave you for a housewarming present.
Yes. It is a very charming piece.
And we were talking about that, and then I remembered the chair upstairs, and I promised to take her back up and show it to her, and then we didn't do it. So let's just run up, Miss Houston, and I'll show it to you.
Well, fine. Yes, come on. Excuse me.
Well, now, it's a genuine antique. It belonged to my grandmother, who got it from a cousin whose brother was a general in the Civil War.
Well, don't look at me.
I don't know when I have been so embarrassed.
I know. What can you do?
I'm telling wealthy Mrs. Houston she can save 39 cents on a mattress cover. I don't think Mrs. Houston even knows what a mattress cover is. She's been to Europe dozens of times. And if he has to go on and on about how we have to scare up money for me to go even once.
Look, how do you think I feel? I'm acquainted with Mr. Houston in the business way. I don't like him knowing all my personal affairs.
And poor Mrs. Houston being so polite. Aunt Effie boring her to pieces for 2 hours. I love Aunt Effie, but... there they come. Now, you grab Aunt Effie and steer her toward the kitchen so I can rescue poor Mrs. Houston.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. CBS News is a high-pressure operation in New York City. CBS News is a footloose correspondent who has toothbrush and will travel to any wildernesses of the world. CBS News is an uncompromising association of reporters, writers, editors, and correspondents whose sole goals are truth, all of it, and speed, all there is. Only a network like the CBS Radio Network can support such an organization with its batteries of offices and chief centers of world population, its connecting links that girdle the globe, its amazing standard for accuracy, its fanatic devotion to duty. Only this station in this area, backed by the CBS Radio Network, can present the mammoth CBS News output, daytime and night, throughout the week. What spells the difference between CBS News and news with a small n is the network with the big N for news sense. The network of CBS News. Make it a habit to be fully informed.
Yes, well, goodbye, Mrs. Houston. I think I have all the committee reports straight. And again, I'm so sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, now you must stop apologizing. I really had a lovely visit with your aunt. And I do want to say goodbye to her.
Oh, yes, Aunt Effie. Aunt Effie, Mrs. Houston's leaving. She wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, well, it was so nice visiting you.
I enjoyed it so much. And don't forget now, next Tuesday.
Oh, I won't forget. And thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What's next Tuesday?
Oh, isn't that when you're having your bridge club here?
Yes.
Well, Miss Houston invited me to come over and have tea with her sometime, and what day would be good. And I said next Tuesday. Then I won't be underfoot while you have your bridge club. Wasn't that nice of her?
Yes. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. She has some antique things, too, that she can show me. Well, I'll fry the meat if you want to fix the salad.
Yes, fine. I'll be right out, Anna. I thought you were in your den.
Oh, I came to say goodbye to Mrs. Houston, but she'd gone. So she's invited Aunt Effie over for tea, huh?
Yes, and all the time I've known Mrs. Houston, she has never invited me to her home. I mean, I've been there for club meetings, but she has never invited me personally. Now she asks Aunt Effie.
Yeah. How come, do you suppose? It's incredible.
Well, I suppose because she likes Aunt Effie. That's not incredible, dear. We like her.
We love her. You know what I mean. Aunt Effie's so, well, you know.
I guess she's herself. Why don't we ever learn, you know? We worry so about the impression some friend or relative is going to make. We hope they don't embarrass us. We think it's all going to reflect on us. And in the end, what happens? They make a better impression than we do.
Yeah, I think you're right, honey. I'll bet Mrs. Houston even goes down and saves 39 cents on a mattress cover.
Oh,
you're waiting for
I'll
now.
Get ready for dinner. Bessie, wash your hands, honey.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Edith Gresham and is produced by Walter Hart.